From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Two car bombs exploded in downtown Baghdad today. Authorities say at least 74 people were killed and 265 people were wounded. NPR's Quill Lawrence is on the scene.
The bomb hit just at the beginning of the workday on the first day of the week. Once we got to the two blast sites, which are about half a mile apart, you can see dozens and dozens of destroyed cars. A lot of debris, including a lot of bodies and parts of bodies, scattered along the street. American helicopters buzzing overhead. Iraqi rescue workers trying to get at the scene. The explosion burst a water main near one of the buildings so that the streets are also flooded. And there were people walking around days. Some of them were cursing the government for failing to provide them security. And some of them were cursing whoever these attackers were for trying to ruin Iraq's chance at having a successful government.
NPR's Quill Lawrence reporting from downtown Baghdad. In Afghanistan, an American service member has died in a bombing. U.S. officials say the attack occurred yesterday in the southern part of the country. No other details were provided. Today in Kabul, Afghan police fired shots in the air to break up a demonstration by as many as 1,000 students. Officials say they were protesting because of a rumor that foreign troops in Afghanistan had burned a copy of the Quran. A spokesman for U.S. and NATO-led forces in Afghanistan blamed the Taliban for spreading a false rumor. Israeli security forces used water cannons and stun grenades to break up a Palestinian protest today at the most sensitive shrine in Jerusalem. The site is known as the Temple Mount to Jews and the Noble Sanctuary to Muslims. No injuries were reported. At least 12 people were arrested. President Obama has declared a national state of emergency in response to the H1N1 flu pandemic. He's ordered the federal government to speed up treatment for thousands of infected people. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The president's declaration directs Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to remove bureaucratic roadblocks hampering the federal response to the emerging pandemic. That means bypassing rules affecting Medicare, Medicaid, and health privacy regulations. So far, more than 1,000 Americans have died from H1N1, also known as the swine flu. The government originally expected to have as many as 120 million doses of vaccine available by now, but production delays have forced the government to cut back expectations, and only 11 million vaccine doses have been shipped thus far. Officials say they hope to distribute about 50 million doses by mid-November and 150 million by December. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Leaders of Southeast Asian nations are meeting in Thailand this weekend. They called for free and fair elections in Myanmar, also known as Burma, and for North Korea to return to six-nation nuclear disarmament talks. Dwali Saikautau has more.
At a Thai beach resort, leaders of 15 nations are meeting this weekend to discuss trade tariffs, climate change, and human rights. In a statement, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations urged the military rulers in Burma to release Nobel laureate and democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi from house arrest and also pushed the Burmese junta to conduct their upcoming general elections in a transparent manner. North Korea's nuclear programs were also a concern for the group. Officials appealed to North Korea to fully comply with UN resolutions barring Pyongyang from ballistic activity and recommended that the North return to international talks aimed at denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Voting is underway in Tunisia in a presidential election. Incumbent Zine El Abidine Ben Ali is expected to be reelected. He's run the country for more than 20 years, and he won the last election 5 years ago with 94% of the vote. Mostly Muslim, Tunisia is one of the most prosperous and stable states in the region. Western nations considered it one of the closest allies in the Arab world. Egyptian officials now say at least 18 people died in a train collision yesterday south of Cairo. 55 others were injured. They say a passenger train had stopped on the track after hitting a large animal, either a cow or a water buffalo. It was rear-ended by the second train that was going at full speed. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.